Here is the translation of the text into English. Note, the original text is already in English, so no translation is needed. U.S. Advisor Navarro says India's Russian crude buying has to stop. Oil prices steady as Russia supply concerns ease after Trump-Putin meet. Erin downgraded to Category 3 hurricane. NHC says oil prices hold losses as Trump-Putin meet eases Russian supply concerns. Israel says it targeted energy infrastructure site used by Houthis near Yemeni capital. Oil markets seen bearish after Trump-Putin Alaska meeting. In Michigan's cherry country, the federal safety net is fraying. U.S. commerce debt widens products subject to steel. Aluminum tariffs. Russia decree opens door for Exxon return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration unveils stricter subsidy rules for wind solar projects. Jefferies turns bearish on holding, sees Nike leading in running shoe demand. Qantas to pay record fine of $58 million for pandemic sackings, criticized by judge. China's Dongfeng Motor to sell its 50% stake in Honda joint venture. Analysis: Hong Kong property sector clouded by rising debt repayment risks. Google agrees $36 million fine for anti-competitive deals with Australia telcos. Soho House Members Club nearing a deal to go private. WSJ reports Australia's BlueScope logs profit plunge as tariff maze hits demand, forces write down. Air Canada grounded as striking union defies order to get back to work. Asia stocks encouraged by US-Russia talks. Nikkei at record, India and China surge. Huahong HK shares tumble as Shanghai trading halted on acquisition plan. Singapore's exports fall 4.6% YY in July, weaker than forecast. Asking prices for UK homes drop, but July sales hit five-year high. Rightmove says foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries climbed to record $9.13 trillion in June. U.S. retail sales rise in July, softening job market poses risk to spending. India plans sweeping consumption tax cuts by October to boost economy. U.S. business inventories rise as expected in June. U.S. consumer sentiment weakens in August, inflation expectations rise. Business inventories meet forecast with 0.2% increase, signaling steady consumer demand. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index dips, revealing economic concerns. Dollar braces for busy week of geopolitics and Fed speak. Shares scale fresh peaks in Asia, oil eyes Ukraine talks. Australia's NAB sees $85 million cost increase to fix staff underpay issue. Morning bid, geopolitics dominates before Fed takes the stage. Powell has used Jackson Hole to battle inflation and buoy jobs. He's now caught between both. Trump says Zelensky can end the war with Russia by giving up Crimea. NATO bid. Japan says U.S. is not pressuring BOJ for rate hikes. Markets not so sure. China's AI agents hit big tech barriers, but low costs get the edge in AI race. Global markets face shaky week ahead as U.S. pressure mounts on Ukraine. Metaplanet buys additional 775 Bitcoin for $93 million. Total stash at 18,088 coin Ethereum meme coin. Little P crosses $20 million in presale. Bernstein discusses different investment options to invest in Ethereum. Bitcoin price today steadies at 118K from record high as hot US PPI weighs. DeFi Development Corp buys $22 million in Solana tokens. SharpLink holds 728,804 ETH, reports $103.4 million quarterly loss. OFA Group launches blockchain strategy for senior housing deals. CoinW completes major platform upgrade, entering a new era in the future of trading. Ethereum-based meme coin, Pepito nears stage 10, raises over 618 memes in presale as Ethereum eyes $10,000. Foresight Ventures announces appointment of Alice Lee and Zach Tsui as partners. Desert Control Q2 2025 slides. Revenue drops amid expansion in U.S. and Middle East markets. Sampo buys back 326,043 shares as part of €200 million program. KCB Group H1 2025 slides reveal 8% profit growth special dividend announcement. Indian Oil Q1 F26 presentation slides. Profits decline despite operational gains.